Chapter 3. Healthcare Reform. Saving Spike Dolomite. A low brick-faced building trimmed to look like a friendly cottage, Lulu's Cafe squats between a Wendy's and a Home Depot on Roscoe Boulevard in Van Nuys, California. It seems an unlikely setting for a miracle, yet Spike Dolomite considers her arrival for dinner to be one. 4 years after discovering a lump and learning she had advanced breast cancer, 52-year-old Spike, an artist, wife, and mother, was glad to be alive, and she gave much of the credit to President Obama's healthcare initiatives. She considered herself proof of the president's success. "The guy saved my life," is the way she puts it. In fact, Spike might not have survived without the Affordable Care Act, as the president's biggest and most controversial achievement was called. Before the ACA, others like Spike, who had no health insurance, got cancer treatment with the help of charity and by incurring enormous debts. But the act which created the system nicknamed Obamacare made it possible for her to receive cutting-edge care without bankrupting her family. "Before I got sick, I was quite critical of the president," adds Spike. "Afterwards, I sent an op-ed piece that was basically an apology to the Los Angeles Times, which they published. I was glad to say I'm a mom. I got cancer, and I was helped." Spike Dolomite's cure, accomplished without ruining her family's finances, proves the success of Barack Obama's most consequential domestic policy achievement. Many previous presidents, including Truman, Nixon, and Clinton, had sought but failed to expand health care insurance on a similar scale, and others had stumbled while attempting lesser reforms. Obama's success in pushing his programs through Congress depended on maneuvers and compromises that exasperated both his supporters, who wanted something bolder, and his detractors, who fought it with predictions of financial ruin for America and specious claims that elder and disabled Americans would suffer and die at the hands of death panels, empowered to decide who would receive medical care. The main promoter of the death panel canard, the law would not permit them, was former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, who was the vice presidential candidate on the GOP ticket that lost to Obama and Biden in 2008. In July 2009, Palin wrote, "And who will suffer the most when they ration care? The sick, the elderly, and the disabled, of course. The America I know and love is not one in which